Okay, thank you. Good morning or good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for dialing in. So I'm not sure if everyone has a copy of the slides which are being used for today's call. It's not essential if you don't have them. There's not a huge amount of material. But the topic of today's Safety Hour is about use of mobile phones in particular, but more broadly is about the risk of distraction whilst carrying out safety critical work. This is prompted by an incident which hit the headlines last week, which some of you may have seen. A German signaling controller last week was in court and confessed to have been distracted whilst conducting his duties. Consequently, there was a head-on collision between two trains, resulting in the loss of 12 lives and multiple injuries. A little bit more detail. The signaller, aged 40, was admitted making an error in his safety critical decision making, both in signalling two trains towards one another or allowing two trains to proceed towards one another on a single line. This error was then compounded by mistakenly dialing the wrong emergency number. The underlying cause to the incident was that the controller was playing on his mobile phone at the time and was subsequently found to have been doing so regularly and therefore considered to be regularly distracted from safely carrying out his duties. So as I say, this was in court last week. It appears that it was known to the individual supervisors that he used his mobile phone regularly during his work hours. And that no controlling action seems to have been taken to put a stop to that. So as I say, the safety mechanism on the single line was disabled mistakenly by the operator. He then mistakenly allowed two trains to head towards one another and then further mistakenly pressed the wrong alarm button. He's accused of involuntary manslaughter and faces 5 years in jail if found guilty. Which seems to be extremely likely at this point in time. So, the question we should be asking ourselves in light of this incident is, could something similar happen on our railway to some of our operators? And I don't want to characterise that only to signallers. I've noted down a list of individual roles. So it could be signallers, could be electrical controllers, could be PICOPs, could be engineering supervisors, could be train drivers, could be COSs, could be lookouts. I'm sure there are others who might all perform a safety critical duty and be in a position where they could become distracted by use of a mobile phone. So a fairly short and sweet case study to illustrate the point. But what I wanted to do was throw open to the call any comments or questions that people might have. So David, if you could open the lines to any comments or questions that people have. Do people agree that this is a risk that we could suffer on our railway? And does anyone have any examples of best practice or controls currently in place to prevent this from happening to us? I don't believe we have any standard operating procedures which would mean this risk is controlled. But I'm interested in feedback from those on the call, please. So if we could open the lines, please, David.
Ladies and gentlemen, your question and answer session will now begin. If you wish to ask a question, please key star, then one on your telephone. Record your name, then press the hash key. If you then decide to withdraw your question, simply key star two. All questions will be answered in the order received and you will be advised when to ask your question. All other lines will remain listen only. And we have the very first incoming question from the line of Arvin.
Hello, Stuart. I just wanted to say that lookouts are not to have a phone switched on, and I would suggest anyone on site except for the cars or the person nominated to contact the signalman, which is normally the cars, is to have a phone switched on. because of the distraction and the safety critical nature of that work on site, on the line, as it were. So that's my understanding, and that we need to constantly be working with that to make sure that that is the case.
Thanks, Ivan. Yeah, I think so. I agree that I think that the requirement is understood. I think what I was hoping to prompt was some reflection in the teams as to whether or not we think that requirement is acted upon, and are there good examples? For example, I've been aware of teams in the past where they have handed their phones into the supervisor and those have gone into a locked box at the start of a shift in order to prevent the opportunity of distraction creeping in. I'm not aware that that's something that's done routinely. Similarly, in signal boxes, I think it's accepted that signalers should not have their personal mobile phones on their workstations or at their panels when they're on duty, but I'm aware of occasions when signalers have had their mobile phones with them. And so I think the question really is, do we feel there's more we should and or could do? And does anyone have any good practice examples of where there are control measures in place?
Fair comment, and I'll leave that for others. I think one example that I used that I know particularly Trevor Stevens, when he was driving, he used to put his mobile phone in the boot so that he couldn't be distracted or tempted to look at answer or whatever when he was driving. He used to put his mobile phone in the boot, which I thought was a wise move, so, which is a lot of just what you're suggesting.
Yeah. Okay, thanks, Ivan.
And the next incoming question is from the line of
Christina Hay.
Please go ahead.
Hi, Stuart, it's Christina. I was just commenting back on what yourself and Ivan were just discussing there. We've actually put some best practice in on the lock floor for the controllers, where we've got our locker room downstairs, but we're also going to be putting lockers on the floor as well to encourage people to put their personal items inside that locker so they're not at their desks.
Okay. Excellent. Thanks, Christina. That's a good example. Thank you.
Currently, we do not have incoming questions in the queue, so I wanted to remind you, if you wish to ask a question, please key star, then one on your telephone. At the moment, we do not have incoming questions in the queue.
Okay, so David, what I'll do is I will just probably recap quickly on the material that we've used. So it is available through the link, but essentially what we are reflecting on here is an incident which happened in Germany a year or so ago, and the signaler was in court last week, having admitted to being distracted by use of mobile phone whilst carrying out safety critical duties. Consequently, he inadvertently allowed two trains to enter a single line headed towards one another. The collision resulted in the loss of 12 lives. And what we're asking people to reflect on is where and how they think there may be similar risks to those at work. I've listed off a number of safety critical roles where the circumstances could be similar if people were to become distracted. Ivan mentioned driving, and in fact there is an increasing push launching next week on drivers using mobile phones, which I think will receive more and more publicity. The police believe that an increasing cause of distraction in mobile phone use is not actually making and receiving phone calls, but is checking social media. And indeed, people may be aware of a lorry which goes into the back of a family vehicle on the A34. The driver was in court recently for that incident, and he was found to have been scrolling through music on his mobile phone. So he wasn't talking on the phone, but he was able to become significantly distracted by use of his mobile phone. So this is not limited to our safety critical activity. This also extends to or I said to critical roles rather, this also extends to driving. So I think there is something for Cascade Brief for all of our teams from the material. It's been very short and sweet. I recognise that, but I hope that there is something which people can use from the material today. I'm happy to keep the line open, David, for any further comments or questions, please, if there are any.
Excuse me, Stuart, we have one incoming question.
Okay, thanks.
But the name was not recorded, so who pressed star and one? Your line is now open.
Stuart?
Hello.
Hi, Stuart, it's Mike Terry. Sorry, I don't know why I didn't record my name. I just wanted to shed some light on how we operate in the ECR. Currently, the instructions state that personal phones are allowed, but they have to be silenced. So I spoke to Nigel Wheeler last night, in fact, and we are going to be rewriting the instructions very shortly. And I think we'll be looking to fall into line with what the rest of the signalling fraternity do, whereby they're not allowed their phones, I believe, in signal boxes.
Okay. So that's great. Yeah, very much so. Thank you, Mike. That's useful feedback. Thank you.
Currently, we do not have questions in the queue. I wanted to remind you, if you wish to ask a question, please key star and one on your telephone, record your name, and press the hash key. Currently, we do not have questions in the queue.
Okay, in which case then, I think everyone's had ample opportunity to either provide feedback or ask any questions. The material is available. We'll be including it, I think, on the safety cascade as well, so that everyone can have these conversations with their teams, as well as on the safety hour. So thank you to everyone for dialing in and taking part. And please make sure you cascade the conversation and the messages with your teams.